with a voice like Alice ringing out, there's no way the band could lose.
Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder, and welcome back to Pisces season. I'm Lauren Bile. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I feel like I forgot to say something, but you know, I think that was it. Welcome back. I don't know why it feels like I've not been here in like forever. I think I've had like the longest week ever. Tonight's show is really awesome and special because I have a special guest with us right now. Say hi.
Hello, folks.
Okay. Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is John Bile. I'm Lauren's sister.
No.
Brother.
Okay. That's my little brother. He's a dual degree person, student.
Yep.
Which is really cool, and he makes art and stuff, and he's also a sock. He's known by some as John Bile the Sock. I've actually had people...
Never heard that?
I've had people ask me about you, and they're like, oh, John Bile the Sock? And I'm like, yeah, that's it. He had his first, show yesterday, last night, and it was really awesome. All of my family was there, my friends were there. A lot of people were there. It was crazy. And it was actually really, really, really funny. And I don't doubt John's humor or ability to make jokes. But, you know, I don't know. What'd you think about improv before joining that group?
Well, I saw an improv show. It was called Baby Wants Candy. And it was like an epiphany of some sort. I was cracking up the entire time. I was like, I want to try this out. This looks...
So you first got like were interested in improv because of Baby Wants Candy.
Baby Wants Candy.
Baby Wants Candy is a show that he saw in Scotland at the Fringe Festival that he performed at because he's a talented little actor.
Yeah.
I don't really do much except for do my little radio and my little biology stuff. So it's really cool that I can watch him perform and do cool stuff like that. But yeah, I never got to see Baby Wants Candy, and I tried to see it multiple nights, but to no avail. And then he ended up seeing it twice. So, whatever. I'm not still like a little bit bitter about it, but, I'll probably go back to Scotland soon, next semester. Maybe we hit up Fringe again. And this time you can actually hang out with me. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we have a really awesome show tonight that consists mostly of John's music. John, do you want to say anything about Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder, why you chose that as your first song?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Well, just before this, he was telling me about how they listen to music for improv.
Oh, yeah, this next song is... it's one of the songs it was our pump-up jam before our improv show last night, and it's oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, aren't they all? Anyway, actually, that's not true. We've got some, like, more recent music. Actually, that's not even true. You put the Beatles on here.
No, I'm talking about the next song.
I know, but I'm talking about in general that we have some...
Well, I was only talking about...
I know, but the Beatles is controversial on the show.
Oh. Really? Why?
Wow, what a fake Pisces season, man. Okay. You don't understand the Beatles hatred.
Oh, well, no, I know there's a lot of, bad things that some of the members do.
No. That's not even... Yeah, and also their music just, like, sucks. I'm just kidding. I actually like the Beatles.
That is not true.
Okay, we'll let you guys listen to some music since we've been talking for quite some time, but you should expect a lot more talking tonight because...
we like to talk.
Yeah, we've got a lot to say. Up next is Nobody But Me by Human Means.
Nobody, 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 n
That was Ophelia by the band. John, you put that one on, I believe.
Yes.
Why'd you put that one on?
That's my mom's favorite song. Shout out, Mama. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I like that song. Up next, we have a request from Steven. This song is called It's Only a Game by Will Adams, and this one is for Becky.
This morning, a young man asked my name. He was tired and sickly and slightly lame. I said, "Why on earth do you need my name?" He said, "Just play along, it's only a game." Well, since he was weak, I put up no fight. I just played along and waited till night. When all of a sudden the sky fell down and carried me up way above the ground. A voice called out in deep dark tones. It said, "Sit real still and I'll save your bones. You shouldn't have told that there man your name. Now you're here and mine to claim." Well, I heard loud thunder. I began to wonder that only a fool would make this blunder. I shouldn't have told that there man my name. Now I'm just sickly and tired and lame. I was walking along through the middle of town when I saw that young man standing tall and sound. I stepped right before his narrow frame. Asked him right out, what was his name? He said, "My name is John and I live down the road. In boats on the river I've sailed and rowed. You asked me the question that makes us the same. Now we're both sickly and tired and lame."
Yeah, that was It's Only a Game by Will Adams. Thank you, Steven, for the request.
Thanks, Steve.
Up next is a song by The Beatles. John, why'd you pick music by The Beatles? Just wondering.
I heard it today and I was like, this is a good one.
Wow. I've never once had that when listening to a Beatles song, but...
Okay.
It's all a joke. I'm joshing around.
Yeah, just a little Josh.
A little.
Yeah, but I heard the song today, and it was just...
It sounds like the lyrics to the song. It's
Oh, yeah, no, but I was in the shuttle ride and looking out the window mysteriously, and...
Yeah.
And it was like a...
Do you have a lot
like
of those?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of those moments on the bus ride when you like look out the window?
Yeah, no,
and it's
that's
really dramatic.
The whole point of the shuttle ride, to listen to music and look out the window like you're in a movie.
Yeah, I actually made a playlist for Uma because for that one reason, to look out the window and be dramatic. Yeah, I totally support that movement of staring out the window and pretending that you're in a movie. I do that a lot. Sometimes I just do that when I'm, like, sitting there in, like, the sink and I, like, stare at the ground and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, at the sink, like, what am I doing, you know? You ever have that moment?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should start having more movie moments at the sink, you know? He's actually a barista at the sink.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a barista.
Yeah, he's a barista. All right. We can play some music now. Crank that.
Crank it.
Lucky man who made the grade, and though
Yeah, that was A Day in the Life by the Beatles. The end of that song gets kind of loud, you know? So we cut it just a little bit short. up next, we have a Fleetwood Mac song, Never Going Back Again. Great song. I actually forgot about their most popular song, The Chain. And then I heard it the other day, and then I remembered how good it was, and that's what I've been listening to a lot recently. Anything to say about it, John? You've got your mouth wide open.
thanks for pointing that out. On this beach vacation recently, I went on my friend's dad. Busted out his guitar.
Would this possibly be?
And he was playing it beautifully on the guitar. And I was like, "Oh, I know that song. I love that song." And it just made me view the song a different way. It's got a emotional attachment to me. Shout out Mark Saul.
Yeah, goat. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
That's nice. Nice story. Thank you. Okay, let's hit it.
Ask me that lovely little gun, my dear, my darling one. The cleaners are coming one by one. You don't even wanna let them start. Knocking now upon your door. They measure the room, they know the score. They're mopping up the butcher's floor of your broken little heart. Us now for what we've done. Started out as a bit of fun. Here, take these before we run away. The keys to the gulag.
Yeah. friends Frank and poor old Jim. They're gathering round with all my friends. We're older now and the light is dim. And you are only just beginning. Have the answer to all your fears. It's short, it's simple, it's crystal clear. It's roundabout and it's somewhere here. Lost amongst our winning. Hip to it, man, they're in the groove. They've hosed you down, you're good as new. And they're lining up to inspect you. As a ghost, he's found the answer that we lost. We're all weeping now, weeping because there ain't nothing we can do to protect you.
That was O Children by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Every time I listen to that song, I think about Harry Potter, because it's in one of the Harry Potter movies. Do not ask me which one, because I have no idea. But it's a really good song. Yeah.
I didn't know that was in Harry Potter, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to tell you which one, though. Yeah, now it's time for a PSA, right, John?
Yes.
So, what?
Oh, breastfeeding PSA. Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia. Oh, pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression.
Postpartum
depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider.
Read the bottom part, please.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO, Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, John, for the PSA. Sorry, guys, I have a cough right now. Didn't mean to so rudely cough during that. And also, pneumonia. Gonna be downloading the archive of the show just for that.
Please
one.
Don't.
It's gonna be done. Up next, I have a song. You finally get to hear music from me since John is taking over. He's pretty good at this, though. Yeah, seriously, give me a run for my money. Up next is a song by Grizzly Bear called Foreground. One day I got really bored, and I was listening to Ready Able, which I played on my last show, I think. And I went on to Genius, which is something I do quite a bit, and I just, like, read all the lyrics and, like, the little explained behind song lyrics, because it's very fun. It's like reading. I ended up listening to this entire album because I just, like, was going through and listening to every song and reading the lyrics along with it. And this one, I think has vocals from the girl, in Beach House, but I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. Which is really cool. I love Beach House, if you didn't know that. But yeah, up next is Foreground by Grizzly Bear.
Hit it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Foreground by Grizzly Bear. I was right. The end of that song is Victoria from Beach House. My mom texted me and said, yeah, Lauren, we know you love Beach House. Everyone knows. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate it a lot. Anyway, next, I have a song that she actually texted me about the other day. What?
Shout out Kessler Smith.
Oh, okay. A little shout out going on here. Cool. I don't give shout outs ever because I'm a mean radio host. Hey, Kessler. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Kessler. Miss you.
Oh. That's one of his friends from home, for context. Yeah, this next song my mom texted me about the other day. I was like, oh my god, you know this song? And he was like, and I know this song because she plays it in the kitchen all the time. Like, of course I know the song. And she's just like reminding me that it exists. It's really good. So I hope you guys enjoy Sweet Avenue by Jets to Brazil.
Tasting you in rain, I walk down to the train, try not to look down. This day could someday be an anniversary. Everything is light and sound. Facing forwards, going slowly, wait for you to show me where this train wants to go. Living by the hour, I stop for every flower. Everything is soft and slow. Now all these tastes improve through the view that comes with you. Like they handed me my life, for the first time it felt right. Gratitude, I like my latitude. Cross town train to you. Now all these tastes improve through the view that comes with you. Like they handed me my life, for the first time it felt worth it, like I deserve.
That was John. That was Sweet Avenue by Jets to Brazil. Yeah, thanks for the song, Mother. John wanted to do an improv.
I was joking. That was a joke.
He wanted to do an improv scene. I'm not gonna do that. Maybe one day we'll do improv on here, but I don't think that is today. Okay. Anything to say, John?
Have a good week.
What?
Children.
Okay. Show's not over. I still got more music.
Yeah.
Just a reminder. Have a great week, guys. This next song is You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones, which is a true message. It's a good reminder every single day. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you'll find you get what you need.
Factual.
Anything before we hop into this 8-minute song, John?
You can't always get what you want.
Jimmy, glass was a bleeding maze. She was practiced at the art of deception. Well, I could tell by her bloodstained hands. It's just my fine. It's just my fine. You get what you need. Oh yeah. Ah, you can't always get what you want. No, no, you can't always get what you want. Damn, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes.
That was You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones. So, actually, it looks like we might only have time for, like, one more song after we do this little talky goodbye sign-off thingy-ma-bob. John, how have you enjoyed your time on the show tonight, so far,
It's a beautiful experience, this,
Thank you.
This is an amazing place.
Yeah, the studio is really awesome.
Character. You said it's been around since the 1920s. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it might be actually later than that. I'm not a historian, but WMFO has had an interesting history, including being shut down by the feds for hooking up their cables to the train, like, wires. And yeah, anyway. Cool. Really awesome place. Very fun. I'm so happy that you came here and,
thank you. We're on air with me.
I thought that was a great time. I have to have you back sometime because you actually have gotten me like the most listeners I've ever had before. Yeah. So, he will definitely be back. Don't worry. This has been Pisces season. I'm Lauren Bile.
I'm Johnny Bile. John, a.k.a. John Bile.
A.k.a. Joseph, a.k.a. John, a.k.a. Johnny Boy, a.k.a. Johnson, a.k.a.
Johnson, the Johnster, the...
Jonathan.
Rachmaninoff of Johnny.
All right. That meant. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone has a fabulous night. Please tune in next week. Same time, same place, same person. Hope to see you there. A Blast is Some Unholy War by Amy Winehouse.